destiny is at your doorstep. The wave of the future originated in the ancient past. From Atlantis to Egypt and beyond, this sacred knowledge was passed in secret, not to be revealed until the world was ready. That time is now. Now is the time for you to know your destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp coming to you live from beautiful California, close to San Francisco, actually. And it's evening time, and it's like every night here in the summer, it's cooling off. And it's just beautiful here. I love the evenings and the nights here. The days aren't that bad either. Now it's kind of cooling down. Fall is setting in. Leaves are already starting to fall off the trees here, which seems a little early, but, you know, it's kind of like there's not much water here, so I think that's the reason. Today is September the 10th, and tomorrow will be the anniversary of the September 11th disaster, which happened here. And we've heard on the news that Osama bin Laden has issued a new video just recently, and he didn't really say anything, but some people do speculate that there could be some sort of a terrorist plot made to happen tomorrow. We'll have to see. There certainly was one planned that they caught in Germany and stopped, but who knows if there were others. It's very interesting. I read a little bit about the Osama recording the video, and, you know, what he's really... I don't condone his actions at all, the way he is doing what he's doing, but he is pointing out something that is really kind of obvious, even though in our country we seem to be blind to it, and that is that our government is run by corporations. And that's what he, you know, I've heard them call, I've heard our country being called capitalist, you know, in history books, you know, for ages. And I never really got it until just recently. I can see that we are so capitalistically driven. It's all about money, and we have this sort of model of equality and fairness and the model of religious freedom and everything. But really, when you take a good look at it, it all comes down to business. And it gets worse the more you look. That's enough said about that. Today is actually an Ace of Diamonds, Queen of Diamonds Day. Born today are people like Chris Columbus, the director, Colin Firth, actor, Robin Goodrich, Amy Irving, Randy Johnson, baseball player, Charles Kuralt, journalist, Roger Maris, and Arnold Palmer, both sports figures, Ryan Felipe, Cynthia Powell, Guy Ritchie, Madonna's husband, Raymond Scott, who was a musician, and Jennifer Tilly. And, you know, this is an interesting birthday because it's one of the more unmarriageable birthdays. Ace of Diamonds, Queen of Diamonds. They do get married, but they generally can't stay married for very long. I don't know much about the personal lives of a lot of these people, so I can't really confirm that, but I certainly know a lot about the cards, and this birthday is a combination. The thing we say about Ace of Diamonds men is that there's so many women in so little time. So, you know, Ace of Diamonds guys are the ones that will just start talking to you in line at the supermarket. You know, just like start a conversation. And they're basically very outgoing, and they like women, and they're not afraid of women. And I think it's also because they like to be alone. They actually have this side to them that is very much, they like to be by themselves. And somehow I think that just attracts a lot of women. So there's, you know, certainly that to deal with for Ace of Diamonds. I want to let everybody know that I've got a couple emails requesting that all of the most recent archives be posted on my website, and I want you to know that they should all be up there now. If you go to 7thunders.com and click on the link on the front page, it talks about the archives of this show. We should be up to date, up to tonight anyway. So if you have some shows you missed and you want to go listen to them, they should be available now. tonight I decided I would talk about the Ace of Spades card and how it kind of leads us to another, what I would call, secret of life. And we'll just see how this goes. We'll just start out with it and see if it delivers, if it ends up where I hope want it to end up. So first of all, the Ace of Spades. Long before cards were popular, the Ace of Spades was a symbol used by secret societies and brotherhoods and fellowships to represent those people that were involved in mystic orders. It is the symbol for the group called the Order of the Magi, who are the ones who have kept the card knowledge alive for centuries. So it's also a symbol for the card system that I'm using on the show here. It's a symbol for that. So, like, if I see an Ace of Spades in my reading, it might be telling me what I'm doing with the system. Like some people who are just learning the system, for example, may have an Ace of Spades as a long-range card for the year, the long-range card, the most important card. So that can happen. It's interesting that the Ace of Spades is always printed larger than the other aces. Now, there are some, I actually did see one deck once where they were all the same size. They made them all large. It looked really odd, but that's not the standard deck. The standard deck will always have the Ace of Spades being very large and all the aces being small, just small symbols. And if you ask the companies that manufacture cards, you'll say, well, why is the ace larger? All they'll tell you is, well, because we've always done it that way. They don't really know why. But the reason for that is because it is such a powerful symbol. It is always larger. It was intended to be that way because it has so much meaning. It has many levels of meaning. It's also a death card, you know, as it's kind of like symbolized, it sort of represents the bullet that killed somebody, for example. I mean, I can't tell you how many pictures I've seen on History Channel when they're doing stuff about the mafia. And so many times when they would kill somebody, there'd be a mafia killing, they'd have a picture of the corpse, there'd be an Ace of Spades thrown there on top of the corpse, or put into the corpse's hand, because it was already known then, it was already known this is a symbol of death. The gypsies knew it was a symbol of death, they all got that, so it's become known for that, but it really is the symbol of transformation. It's not just death, it's just transformation, which is death. But not only one time will transformation be our physical death. But what the ace actually is the Ace of Spades is actually, some people say, well, it's a spade, it's a shovel that you dig in the ground to dig a grave. But I really think that's not true. It actually is an acorn. That's what the Ace of Spades is. It's an acorn. If you look at it, it's the shape of an acorn. And the acorn is that seed which goes through the death of winter and then in the spring sprouts and eventually becomes this huge oak tree. So hidden within that small seed is everything necessary to make this most magnificent tree. So again, it represents potency, it represents power, really condensed. But also, the Ace of Spades is a reminder that behind the facade of life, behind the facade of our culture and society, always lies a deeper truth. It's the symbol for secrets. And we're talking about getting to deeper levels of truth, not just, you know, ordinary secrets. Oh, you know, I'm keeping a secret about this or that. But what's really going on? What's really going on behind what we see? It's a symbol for that. For example, if we read the news, we're not reading the entire story. We're just reading some representation of events. And often that representation is even inaccurate, or it's tainted by the person writing it. So even the news cannot really be trusted. If you are a person who really believes everything you read in the news, you are actually being irresponsible, because you have to be willing to question things and get to the real truth of what's going on. I mean, I don't think I ever questioned things growing up. I mean, I just basically believed whatever was printed. But I found out later that was not really a good idea, because a lot of it is not really true. I mean, even our history of our country and the history of events that happened in our country have really been, distorted and a lot left out because people want to look good, or people have other motives to keep it that way. So the Ace of Spades reminds us that there are deeper levels of truth behind all perceived events and all perceived actions by the people. Most people are unaware, in our society today, most people are unaware of what really is motivating them. Most of us are out of touch with what is actually driving us to do what we do. We're basically just reacting to things. Okay, we're reactionary. We're very reactionary. Something happens around us, like we hear something or we see something, and we have this automatic emotional reaction to what we heard or what we saw. What we see and what we hear, we might all of a sudden be happy, or we might be upset. We might be angry. We might get depressed. We might feel all kinds of things. But what happens, it's a very fast thing, and we just see something or we hear something and we have this feeling, and then we're in the feeling, and now we're whatever we are. And we don't have really much awareness about that process. It just happens all almost automatically. And then what happens is, after we have this feeling, then we go about thinking up a way to deal with that, and we come up with a plan, and we go into action against it, or to fight it, or to deal with it in some way. And all of it's based on some feeling that we had that just came up automatically based on what we saw. It was an interpretation. So you might say that in a very real way, most of us are victims of our emotions and the reactions that we have to things that we see. We think we have a choice about everything, but a lot of what happens in our life is very reactionary, and that suggests that we're not really making a conscious decision. Now, if we take the time to explore this and go deeper into it, as the Ace of Spades would suggest, we can get to the truth of what is happening. And we can find, I think you'll find, that if you really do examine any of your emotional reactions, whatever they might be, even the ones that make you happy, okay, I think you'll find out that, generally speaking, they're not really the thing that we made up, the story that we told ourselves about whatever, is not really true. It's like, well, for example, like let's just say that you're hoping you buy a lottery ticket, right? And you're scratching off the numbers, whatever. And you have the winning number in front of you. And you scratch off the first number and it matches. And you scratch off the second number and it matches. And now you feel very happy. You're starting to get excited. You're feeling better. You're all of a sudden, you're feeling good. Then you scratch off the third number and it doesn't match, and now you feel unhappy. And the fourth number doesn't match, and now you feel worse. And at the end, you didn't win anything and you feel really down. And what do? You go do something. Then, well, the average person, I'm not saying you specifically, but the average person would just, now they're up, now they're feeling kind of down because they went up a little bit in excitement about what might happen, and it wasn't true. And now they go back to feeling even worse than they did before they started. and then we'll go into some compensating behavior to deal with that. Because most people don't like to hang out with feeling not so good about things, you know, if I feel upset. So what will I do? I might go watch TV. I might go drink a beer. I might go do something that would sort of compensate for now I'm feeling a little down because my lottery ticket beat me up. Okay. So what are feelings? What are emotions? Okay. Where do they come from? What is their source? And can we actually control them? Can we change it? Could I have a lottery ticket and scratch off the numbers and actually control how I feel? So that I don't go up or down. Or if I want to go up, I stay up. Can I actually do that? That's a good question. Is this possible? So I think if you examine every emotion that you have, whether it be a positive one or one that's not so fun, you'll find that it has a story attached to it. Now, there are some feelings, of course, that are come from health or from physical things, like I feel cold, I feel hot, I feel wet, I feel dry, I smell this, I smell that. Now, I'm not talking about those, I'm talking about emotions. Every emotion has some sort of story or conversation associated with it. And this is really key. This is a key element here in this. This is what's really going on. This is what's really happening is some conversation is happening, and out of that conversation comes the emotion. I'll give you an example. This is one from my own life, okay? My whole life, being a double diamond like I am, both cards are diamonds, I'm all about worth. And all diamonds, I think, all of us, on some level, we're trying to prove that we're worthy and that we're worth it. So if we are trying to prove that we're worth it, that means we believe we're not worth it. So let's imagine now that I have this belief, this inner conversation, I'm not worth it. So let's say I get invited to a party. Then at the last minute, and it's a great party, and I really want to go because all these really important people are there, people that I, and the fact that I was invited to this party means I'm really worth something and I'm worth it. Then at the last moment, somebody calls and says, you know, I'm sorry, I invited too many people to the party, and really, you can't come. I can't have you come. There's no room, or whatever. So what is my reaction going to be? Well, if I think I'm not worth it underneath, I'm going to get upset. Because now, this proves to me that I'm not worth it. Now I'm upset. I could get angry. I could get angry and say something mean back or something really smart-ass back to the person who called me. I could write an email or a letter to the people that threw the party, and I could say something bad. Or I could do like an FU thing and say, you know, I don't need you guys anyway. Or I could get depressed and just kind of go off into a little cave and go get drunk. Whatever. It depends. But whatever my reaction is, it's going to be based on the conversation. Whatever feeling I have about that will be absolutely connected to the conversation that I have going about myself. Very interesting, you know. And then whatever we do, whatever I would do out of that, whatever I would go on and do, like write that letter or whatever, you know, whatever that, it's all coming from this inner conversation that I'm not worthy, I'm not worth it, I'm not enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not lovable, whatever. So all of us have conversations like this. And if you or anyone you know is stuck in a negative emotion, and that could be anger, that could be depression, that could be fear, that could be doubt, whatever. It has to be connected to some conversation. Very, very important. And you know, when we look around and we see people, we don't really know what their conversations are. We see them doing what they're doing, but we don't know necessarily what the inner conversations are that are driving the actions that we see. You know, a person that has "I'm not worthy" will really be a very industrious person, like I have been, to prove my own worth, you see? And the person who is the richest person in the world, you know, you could say, you know, we know that kind of Bill Gates is, I'm not really talking about him specifically, but imagine that your need, just imagine you're somebody whose need to feel worthy is so, you feel so unworthy that you have to have more money than anybody else in the world just to feel okay. Imagine if that's who you were. You know, I'm only going to be okay once I have, you know, $10 billion. Now, you know, that may sound ridiculous, but I'm sure that's true of some people in life. There are people that are out there killing themselves to prove their own worth, or to prove they're lovable, or to have their parents love them, or to, you know, to prevent somebody from leaving them. There's just all sorts of conversations that we have. And so we don't really know what other people's conversations are, really. We can only know our own conversations. And, you know, our conversations will cause us to go through all kinds of ups and downs, and we're sort of on automatic. We don't really say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. They just kind of happen, and then we're stuck in the feeling, and we don't know what to do. So we go up and down, and we seem to have no way of controlling our fear, depression, anger, sadness, and suffering. But, in fact, we actually do. There is actually a way that we can control our emotions. And that is because we can control the conversations. We can look at them. You know, if I'm upset about something, I could stop and say, okay, this came from the conversation. What conversation did it come from? Now, you may not be in touch. I think most of us probably are not in touch with the conversation that goes with a lot of our emotions. How many of you know that behind all anger, for example, there's fear of some kind? If you're angry at somebody or at someone or at something, it's because you're actually afraid. Do you know that about yourself? That's a first step, for example. But here's a little trick. If anyone will take the time to feel the feeling that they're having, the emotion, and just hang out with that feeling, the conversation that comes with it will bubble up into your mind. You'll see the thought show up. You just have to hang with that a little bit. So if you have an emotion, you don't know where it came from, like, hey, all of a sudden, I was having a great day, and all of a sudden at 4 o'clock, I feel like crap now. I don't know why. If you have that, okay, like that kind of thing, come up. I invite you just to sit down with that feeling and really feel it and hang out with it, that emotion, and you'll see that the conversation that goes with it, and it'll lead you right back to some event that happened at 4 o'clock. Maybe you got an email, maybe you got a phone call, maybe you saw something in the newspaper on the news or something like that. But something triggered that conversation that you have that means, and whatever it means about you. There you have the conversation. So that's one trick, okay? So if you want to imagine a life where, just imagine for a moment, if you could have a life that was completely free of negative emotions. Now, this sounds like a fairy tale, but just imagine it for a moment. Imagine that you could have this life where you could actually not have these emotional reactions or be able to have a say-so in it such that you could always come back to feeling okay and feeling good anytime you want. Imagine having the power to basically change the conversations that you have that are associated. To look at them and go, I don't really believe in that. I don't really need that. I would rather feel good. I would rather feel happy. I'm going to change the conversation. Imagine that. Imagine a life that would just be on the positive. That's what's possible. This is really, when I saw this the first time, I was just blown away. I thought, this is really all I need, really, in life. I don't really need I don't need like super success in a way. What I really need is just not being the victim anymore of my own emotions, so that I'm always a happy person, whatever's going on. I'm always happy, up, productive, plugging in, because I'm not being dragged down into my own particular negative conversations about myself. All these negative emotions come from negative conversations about ourselves. So that's the key that the Ace of Spades is a reminder of. You see an Ace of Spades card, remember, it's telling us to look inside. It's telling us to look at the secrets within ourselves. Okay? It's telling us to take a look inside to the real truth and examine it and then decide if that's what we really want. And we can have our own personal transformation, which is part of the Ace of Spades experience. It's a transformation. We can have our own transformation. And then we're living this Ace of Spades. We're no longer afraid of it. We're not afraid of death and transformation. We're actually being in transformation. Okay, so this concludes our little talk tonight. I hope you found something useful in this. This has been a recent kind of a discovery for me, and I really have benefited a lot from the realizations that come my way. I'm so grateful whenever one of those happens. We have lines open, everybody, and now's the time to call in if you want to ask me some questions. We're going to take a short break right now. We're going to listen to the Krishna Lullaby. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your calls. So all three lines are open, and I look forward to talking to you. We'll be right back after this song.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
this is Brentwood from Legion of Love. Just letting you know, you can now hear some of our new released and unreleased tracks on our website, legionoflove.com. You can also purchase our EPs, Gray Matter Tunes.
Welcome back, everybody. Robert Lee Camp, again, live from sunny California. We had some fog lately, though. I really like that. Wake up in the morning, it's foggy. It takes a little longer for it to warm up. Anyway, we have William, who I've definitely talked to before, but William, why don't we put William on, born September 8, 1932. Are you there, William?
Yes, I am.
How's it going?
It's going well.
So, did you have a good birthday?
Well, I had a birthday that is portending change.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's ushering in a new year of lots of new things.
Yeah, I think actually I've kind of did a little prediction for you before about this year, haven't I?
Yeah.
I recall that.
And I have the Ace of Spades as my planetary ruling card.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I've done quite a bit is I've done home health care.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And quite often I will be with somebody who's going to die or who does die.
Mm-hmm.
As a part of their life cycle. And
yeah, that's very interesting.
Since I do home health care, I'm there at that time.
That's very interesting that you have an interest in that.
Well, it just sort of falls into my lap.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you. Yeah, well, you know, I was writing about the Ace of Spades recently because I'm writing in this new book, and, you know, being a card of transformation means that your life, your own life, goes through these chapters of transformation. Like, the person you were 5 years ago, people may not recognize you today how you were then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Happens to Ace of Spades because of this transformative effect that their life has.
Well, in numerology, I have a five that's very prominent in my you know, in my numbers.
Uh-huh. Oh, in your numerology.
So I'm always going through changes. I get jobs that last 9 months or so.
Yeah.
And then I'll get a new job.
Interesting.
I've had more jobs than almost anybody.
And you're a three of diamonds, ace of spades.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting. Well, you know, this is going to be a big year. You just had a birthday, and you have a nine of spades long range in your birth card spread and a five of spades long range in your ruling card spread, so I can't even imagine how big this is going
well,
to be for you.
And I have sixes to contend with, too,
mm-hmm.
which will point out my true purpose in life.
I think so. I think this is going to be a tremendous year for you. You sort of have to, because it's the Pluto card, and the result card, you know, you have three sixes in those positions.
Yeah.
You sort of have to make this a conscious goal here. You have to be asking God, God, where do you want me to be? Like that. Then it will happen. Because, see, the Pluto implies there's something we have to do. There's something we have to do. We have to want it. We have to desire it. And we have to be aimed at it. Does that make sense, William?
Yes.
Yeah. So, but everything else,
well,
that's all you got to do is just have that intention. Everything else will take care of itself.
Well, one possibility that I have is that I might set up my business to help people make their transition.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I might do it on a world... having a world view of this.
Well, I think that's something that would be very beneficial to a lot of people. You know, I mean,
so,
in our society, it's not really given enough conscious awareness, you know. Our society doesn't really give a lot of consciousness to that part of life, our passing.
No, but you know, in the health, in the home health care business, that comes up quite a bit.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
And I'm going to advertise for a new job and move. I'm going to move in the next couple weeks.
Oh wow, that's fast. That's pretty quick.
Well, I'm packing already. I love to move.
I guess so.
Well, that's five, you know.
Yeah. This is your numerological five, just not to confuse anybody and listening on tonight. You're talking about the five that you are in numerology, right?
Oh, right.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's very interesting. Well, did you have any...
But also in the cards that I have, there is a change of residence predicted.
Well, I would think with all the fives and nines you have, that you could expect changes in every department of life.
Yeah.
Not just your residence, but your whole livelihood, everything.
Yeah.
That would be my prediction.
So I'm ready.
You're ready and ready to get ready. Now, see, this is the attitude, people. Everybody listening tonight, this is the attitude. Now, this man has, William here, has a nine of spades long range. Most people would freak out knowing they have that card. I have a long range right now this year, too. But it has more meanings. But see, the attitude that William has is, okay, I'm ready to pack up and go. I'm ready to go wherever I'm called. I'm ready to be and do whatever I... This is the attitude that will always result in continued success in life. See, there's a surrender to the will of God. There's a surrender to the higher will implied in that. It's just beautiful.
Well, I'm getting rid of half my possessions.
Okay.
That's the first thing.
Okay. Only half?
Well.
I was just being funny there. Sorry. That's probably a lot, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's not that much. I don't have that much furniture. I just have a lot of boxes.
Yeah.
I'm a Virgo, and all the boxes have labels on them.
I bet they do. Yeah, you probably have like a little inventory sheet.
Well, so I'm ready.
Well, I don't think you'll have to wait too long, but generally speaking, you know, the real thrust of what the year's about doesn't usually show up till the Venus or Mars period.
What? Say that again?
Usually it takes until the Venus or Mars period to really get the whole meaning of the long range card.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, just go ahead and do what you got to do, and it'll all happen when it's meant to happen.
Yeah, well, I'll get a job probably in the next couple weeks, and I'll be in place. Then we'll see what happens.
Okay.
I'm going to move to Albuquerque.
Well, I'd like you to check back in with me on the show and let us know how things progress as the year goes by.
I sure will.
That'll be great.
And I appreciate the show and I appreciate the cards. They're so comforting to have them and to help me, you know, make my changes.
Yeah. Well, cool. Yeah, well, you're using it exactly the way I use it, William, and I think you're doing a great job. And I know that you'll have continual success because of the attitude that you're taking and the way you're applying the system.
Well, thanks for this show.
All right.
And thanks for the cards.
Thank you. Have a great rest of your evening.
Okay. Talk to you later.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, we have two lines open. All but line three is open. And I have Leah, who's been waiting patiently on line three. And if I could talk to her next, I want to see what she's up to tonight. Is Leah there?
Yes. Hello, Robert.
Do I know you?
Well, I know of you.
Oh, okay.
Well, I've called in once or twice.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yes. And when I heard, usually on Monday evenings when you're on, because I'm on the West Coast, I'm in Southern California, and usually on Monday evenings I come into my office and I work because I know that I can listen to your radio show. And then I got very excited because I heard that all of the lines were open, so I thought,
might as well go for it.
Get in.
Great, I'm glad to have you.
Yes, thank you so much. So, let's see. What I had on my mind tonight was my 40th birthday will be coming up soon in November.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now I have my book, Destiny Cards, opened up.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at... I'm sorry?
I said yes.
Okay, and I'm looking at my 40th year. And I was wondering if you could see anything special in there that I should look out for coming up possibly. I think I pretty much have the rest of this year figured out.
Uh-huh.
But
so let me ask you something. What is your relationship status right now?
I have been married for 13 years to a three of diamonds.
And how's that going?
It's going awesome.
Is it? Okay, okay.
Why? Do you see something?
Yeah, because you have some hard cards this year. And, you know, the main thrust of the year is going to be about what is it that really makes you happy. You have an Ace of Hearts as your long-range card. You're born November 26, 1967, right?
Correct.
So your long-range card is the Ace of Hearts. And whenever that card shows up, the year is going to be really a personal year for us. I'm really questioning, is my life everything I want it to be?
Okay.
Okay. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean any changes will happen, but they could. So you don't
kind of a time for contemplation?
Well, it's it is. It's more of a contemplation of the heart.
Okay.
You know, what does my heart feel about everything in my life, what I'm doing, my work, my relationships, so forth and so on? Does everything really feel the way I want it to feel? That'll be the conversations that you have.
Say that again?
That'll be the conversations that you have this coming year.
Okay, and you know what? I'm having a little difficulty hearing you, but
really?
You say
okay.
that could be a...
Huh. I can hear you really good.
Oh, awesome. Well, that's all that matters.
No, no, I need to...
I have a couple of tough cards?
What did you say?
On my 40th year, did you say at the beginning that it looks like I have a few difficult cards?
No, I didn't say
that. Oh, okay.
No, I didn't say that at all. I said you have cards of going within and asking yourself, what do you really want?
Oh, okay.
Now, you know, so I've seen examples. I'm just going to say this. This may not apply to you, okay?
Okay.
But I've seen examples of people that I'll say, how are things going to go? It's just great. My relationship's great and all this. And then along comes somebody new in their life out of the blue. You understand?
Yes.
And it's like, wow, what happened? So that might happen to you.
Okay, so someone out the blue could come into my life and I could say, wow, what happened?
Someone that you're real attracted to.
Oh.
I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it's possible with the cards you have.
Really? With the Ace of Hearts in particular in that position?
Well, it's also in the Mars position.
Yes, it is. I see it there.
And there's a King of Clubs there, and underlying the King of Clubs is another Ace of Hearts. So there's always a potential for that, with that many occurrences of the same influence like that.
Hmm.
I don't want to alarm you or anything, because it may not actually happen, but I want you to be aware of the possibility.
Okay. Well, I'm not dead, so, you know, a little... finding others attractive is not a problem, but, you know, well, hopefully at this stage in my life I have enough maturity to weigh out what's important.
Yeah.
And I would hopefully, you know, choose my 13-year marriage.
Yeah, I mean, there's no chance you could get pregnant, is there?
Oh, well, I guess that's always a possibility. It wouldn't be a terrible thing.
No, it wouldn't be bad at all, but it could definitely happen with all these aches of heart you have.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know what? I'm kind of one of those that kind of just goes with the flow and, you know, all is well. And
well, you know.
You know, I just write it all out.
Yeah, well, babies kind of happen that way sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
It kind of happened like, oh, we were just going along, all of a sudden, there it was.
Yeah. Well, there are worse things, you know.
Oh, no, it's not. I don't think it's a bad thing at all.
Yeah, not at all.
It may be time for you. So that's another strong possibility for that combination of influences that you have.
Okay, so in particular, the Ace of Hearts?
Yeah, Ace of Hearts is a baby. That's definitely a baby card.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I forgot that you were still young.
Yeah, I'm 40. I think that's still young.
You can still have a baby for sure.
Sure.
Well, check back in. Let us know what's happening.
All right. And then, let's see, this Pluto result. What do you think about that? Because Jax, I know they can be creative cards, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then sevens are challenges, correct?
Well, a seven club Pluto like that would be usually an indicator that you're going to be challenged to sort of upgrade your thinking processes to a higher level.
Oh, I always like that.
More spiritual thinking.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah, that can be a good thing.
Yeah, and then this Jack of Clubs, what do you think the result would be? Now, let me see if I have this straight. The Pluto is usually like a lesson that we need to learn or something that we're in the process maybe of learning, and then the result card is like kind of a gift in a way if you work on the Pluto card. Am I getting that
correct? Have to go back and read the book over again. The Pluto and result card are interpreted together as part of the challenge.
As part of a challenge.
Together, they define the challenge for the year as a pair. But then the result card is turns into a positive at the end of the year.
Oh, okay.
When we've met the challenge of the two together.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, and then I see my environment is a five.
Yeah, five of diamonds.
Right. What do you think about that?
I think it's about a change of your value. You've read what the book says.
I know. I'm
not going to sit here and go through all your cards, okay? I'm sorry, but I'm not going to do that, Leah.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to sit here and just, you know, go over your cards. You know, if you have a real important question, I'll address that.
Okay. That's not a problem. I understand. I have plenty of material here to go through, so.
Yeah. And,
okay. Well, when I have
learning,
a specific question, I'll give you a call back.
Yeah, you're learning, and you're doing great, so no
worries. Okay. Well, I appreciate your time. Thank
all right.
You.
Very good, Leah.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye. Okay, we have two people on line two and line four. We have Leanne and Natalie, and when we come back from a short break, I'm going to talk to Leanne first. Seth, if you could play the Gayatri chant next. And we have line three open. If anybody wants to join in the queue and be the third person up, you can call in on line three. This is Robert Campbell. We'll be right back after the song Gayatri.
Deva-sya-vimahi-deyo-yo-na-prachodaya
Welcome back, everybody. A friend of mine this week asked me a question. She goes, how big a game are you playing in your life? And I thought, well, that's an interesting question. How big a game am I playing in my life? I mean, how big am I going for? And she said that, and this is, she's a wise person, and she said that the way you can tell if your game isn't big enough is that you're really getting hung up in the details. Like if your day-to-day activities are all like dragging you down, just keeping up with stuff, it means you're not really going for something big enough in your life. Like they say, if you shoot for the stars, you'll at least make it to the moon. So I just thought I'd share that with you. Okay, we have Leanne on line four. Are you there, Leanne?
Yes, I am.
Thanks for waiting so patiently.
Uh-huh.
Must be getting a little late out there, too.
Yeah.
You're in Boston, is that true? Oh, no, I mean Virginia.
Yes, I'm in Virginia.
What part of Virginia are you in?
Northern Virginia, about 10 miles outside of D.C.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been up that road. You go up from Charlottesville, you go north, and you just cross, you're ready to cross over the line. Is that about the area?
Yeah, it's there. But yeah, a couple hours away, hour and a half or so.
A lot of truckers up there.
Oh, yes, there are.
So are you born on February 21st, 1967?
That's correct.
And what's your question tonight?
Well, I'm relatively new to all of the numbers and the cards and everything, so please forgive me if I'm not quite as advanced as some of the other people that call in.
You don't have to know anything, actually, to call in. You can just be a complete beginner. It's fine.
Okay. I'm looking at the numbers and stuff for this year, which is my 40th year, and it's a lot about relationships. But if you ask me, my primary focus is not really relationships. It's more along the lines of business and changes in what I'm choosing to do for my career.
Do you have a relationship?
I do.
Oh, okay. And are you married or?
Nope. I've been dating someone for about four years in November.
Okay.
And we just recently moved in together in May.
Oh, I see. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, all these hearts here, you know, they have other meanings, but the long-range eight of hearts that you have is really a great card for business because it means that you have more power with people this year.
Okay.
You have power that you can use in your business. Your popularity is high. People will be more open to you. People will more or less be open to what you want. You'll be able to have more influence in your business. You follow?
Yes.
So that's really a very nice influence to have. Is your business going well? How's it going at this point?
It's going very well. I'm actually a pharmacist by education, but I didn't like being a pharmacist, so I went into pharmaceutical sales, and I currently work for a biotech company. And my sales are doing very well this year.
Okay, great. Well, that's probably due in part to how easy it is for you to get what you want from people with the state of heart. You understand?
I guess.
That's one of the magical things. Now, if you were single, of course, that eight of hearts could get you any kind of relationship that you want. But see, the cards always depend on your circumstances, on how you interpret them.
Okay.
If you're really happy with the relationship you're in right now, which you sound like you are, then of course it has another meaning. You follow me?
Okay. What I am trying to transition to, though, is I want to become a homeopath and do herbal medicine and alternative types of medicine. So I'd like to study that on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just don't...
Do you have a plan yet as to when you're going to make your great escape?
No, I really don't.
So is it really like something you're really going to do, or is it just basically right now it's kind of a fantasy?
No, I'm really going to do it. I'm actually taking a course to get my homeopathic pharmacy diploma, and I'm studying books and that type of thing.
I see. Okay. So do you have any kind of a timeline yet?
Well, I'm thinking in the next year to year and a half.
Okay, so you do have a plan in place.
Well, it's very rough. I plan to continue to do my current job until I transition into the new realm.
Well, you know, that's really great because that way you don't really have to risk anything, you know?
Yeah.
And I counsel my clients that way, you know, like there's no reason why you have to put everything at risk to do what you really love to do. You can transition into it like you're doing.
Yeah. It's too scary for me to think about just stopping one job, studying, and then starting a new one.
Yeah, I understand. That makes perfect sense. Well, I don't see any problem with your having what you're having. So what is your partner's birthday?
November 5th, 1963.
Okay, so your partner is a Scorpio 2 of Diamonds.
Yep.
You guys have a lot of past life love connections, the two of you.
I looked at that.
You must have liked when you first met. I was like, man, I know you.
Right.
I would say it'd have to be that way, really. I would say it would have to be, yeah.
We can almost communicate without speaking.
Yeah. And, you know, Pisces and Scorpio are very compatible signs, too, you know.
Yep.
They're like two of the most compatible signs in the zodiac. Elizabeth Taylor and, all of a sudden his name skips my mind. Who's the man she was married to so many times? they were Pisces and Scorpio. Richard Burton.
Oh, yeah.
They were Pisces and Scorpio, you know. So I would think you guys have a good thing going.
I think so for the most part.
Yeah. Well,
I'm hoping to maybe get married or so in a year or so.
Well, What does he say?
Well, I think he keeps his cards or his, you know, feelings much more hidden than I do. So I just kind of take it as it comes, and I know how he feels.
Right, right.
So I think it probably will.
Yeah, I think you're gonna get married too. I really do. Well, thanks for calling that, Leanne.
Thank you.
Pleasure having you. I hope you get some sleep tonight.
I will.
Okay, you have a great evening.
Thanks, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, without any further ado, let's go ahead and take the next caller, who is Natalie, calling from Boston. On line two, is Natalie there? Hello? I'm looking for Natalie. Is she still here?
Yes.
Hi, Natalie. How are you?
I'm fine.
I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
So, are you born January 20th, 1951?
Yes.
Great. Now we know that you're a seven of diamonds and a two of hearts. People that are two of hearts ruling cards are just such a sweet people.
Well, I try.
You don't have to try. It just happens. So what's on your mind this evening, Natalie?
Well, I just want to know what I can expect for the rest of this year. Or should I be looking, okay, like I just got involved with a relationship the last few months.
And yeah, what's his birthday?
3/14/1960.
March 14th?
Mm-hmm.
So he's a nine of diamonds?
Mm-hmm.
And that's your long-range card this year?
I know that. I said, what is that?
Well, it's pretty obvious. We don't have to look too hard for that meaning. So, are you kind of curious where that might go?
Yes, I am.
Well, you know, you're the second, the person who just called before you has the same connection. You guys have, the first connection you have is a past life love connection, the two of you. So there's definitely love there between you. The question will be, are you really compatible? You know?
Yeah.
Can you guys actually get along? Because, you know, my experience with Nine of Diamonds is they're kind of hard to get along with.
Mm.
Have you had any of this experience yet?
Well, we've had a couple of disagreements,
uh-huh.
But we made them very quickly.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about marriage.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's great.
And
so you guys are feeling it that much that you're discussing marriage now?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
But I'm kind of scared.
Did he talk about it first?
Yes.
He did. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he's asked me a few times, and you know, he comes from another state. He comes to see me.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like to keep those guys like as far away as possible? Is that it?
He's talking about moving here to Boston.
Uh huh. Yeah.
I think it may be a good move.
Yeah. Well. Obviously, you had some history of relationships that didn't turn out so good, so you're a little wary.
Mm-hmm.
I will say one thing, you know, love is never in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I ever hear about anybody whose partner is kind of pushing them, and, you know, to get married, or like, you know, just being in a hurry about it, I know there's something else going on.
Yeah, I'm not, like, really feeling a rush for this. I mean, I'm not in a rush for this.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to, like, feel you out more.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Well, how long have you guys been dating? Like, how many months?
We met in March. No, we met in May, so we haven't been really, like,
okay.
In a relationship that long.
Okay, so it's been, like, 3 or 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe 4 or 5 months. Yeah, you guys, there's no reason to rush anything.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. I don't see any problems, though, coming your way.
Okay.
Yeah, so, actually, between now and your birthday, you're going to have a lot of fun.
On my birthday, I'm going to have a lot of fun?
Between now and your birthday, you're going to have a lot of fun.
Oh.
Well, you have to first get out of your Saturn period, though. You're in Saturn right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the hardest period of the year, usually.
Mm-hmm.
And that ends on October 7th. But once you get to October 7th, everything's going to be really fun. You've got great cards for the rest of the year. You see. You'll see.
Okay, but I'm looking forward to some good time, but need it.
Yeah, well, it's nice to have a little break sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have things go good.
Do you see anything as far as business-wise, me having a successful business or really have to work at, you know, doing business between now and next year?
Well, there's nothing indicating one way or the other. I mean, it shows you working. Are you working now?
Well, I'll be working a regular job in January, but right now I'm, like, doing my own business with an independent art consultant.
Okay.
And it's been pretty good, like, during the summer.
Uh-huh.
As far as getting the business going and having some successes, but I'm just wondering if it's be good for me for the rest of the year.
Well, we're only talking a few months.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Your cards are really good all the way through till your birthday. You understand?
Okay.
So what I'm telling you is, no matter what you're doing, it's going to go well.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great.
And that includes your business.
Okay.
So you have nothing to worry about.
All right.
Next year will be a whole different story. What's that?
And you feel my relationship with this man is going to be good, too?
Well, I think so. You know, I mean, you need to take a little more time to get to know each other.
Right.
And you should try living together first as on a trial basis.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just talk about marriage. Like, say, well, we'll live together for 6 months and then think about marriage.
You know what?
Because there's a lot you don't know about each other yet.
That's true.
And there's a lot of things that never come up until you're living together. You know, like, who left the cap off the toothpaste? I'm going to kill him.
All right.
Who left the toilet seat up? Don't do that anymore. You know, I mean, you're not used to living with somebody else, are you?
Well, I haven't lived in a living relationship for the last 3 years now.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, it'll be like something, well, okay.
You have a boyfriend living with you right now?
No.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
Well,
I mean, he's got to come from another state to come live with me.
My suggestion is to go slow. And make it really clear right up front that you're going to do it in stages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, Natalie, thanks for being a guest tonight.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate you calling. Have a nice evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, great. Okay, we're going to go right on to talk to Deborah, who's been waiting, and then we're going to take a break after that and talk to Melody. So is Deborah there from Ojai? Hello, is this Deborah, the Queen of Hearts?
Robert.
Hi, Deborah.
How are you doing?
Good. Haven't I talked to you on the show before?
Oh, like a million times. I'm the one you help with the relationship issue. And
yeah, it always comes back to sex when I talk to you.
I know. and you help me a lot with your advice with the Western versus the Vedic with the astrology, because I am doing it again professionally, because
oh,
I was so on the fence with that.
Oh, cool.
And so your advice helps tip the scales.
Oh, well, thank
so
you. I'm glad I was
my clients, thank you.
And you've had a birthday recently, so happy
birthday. Yeah, thank you.
Birthday.
Yeah, I had a birthday, and my boyfriend has one coming up. And that's kind of, I wanted to ask you both things, if you could take a quick look at mine and just for the year and see if there's anything that stands out. And then he's had a really rough year and I wondered if his was going to get better. And
What's
then I see that he also has my card in his Venus position, too, so I wanted to ask about that.
Okay, what's his birthday?
He is 9/18/1960.
Okay. All righty, let's have a look here. What are you guys going to get married or something? What's going on?
Oh, God. The fear through me. I don't know.
I'm
he lives in Belize, and we're getting along really well. It's definitely a long distance thing right now, and we talk every week.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to get some spa tours, you know, because I'm a reader, to go down and do some spa tours in Mexico so I can get a little closer so we can see each other.
Well, your long-range card is a Three of Hearts this year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you might be having second thoughts, but he's not having second thoughts.
I keep thinking he's going to have second thoughts, but every time I talk to him, you're right. He's right there.
Yeah, you're the one with the second thoughts. It's just starting, so you don't even see this yet, but it's coming in.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you got double threes this year. You got threes in long range in both your spreads.
Yeah.
So, like, you're going to be, like, a little misquestioned about everything, you know? Well, should I do this or should I do that? Should I do this and should I, you know?
I know, and I've got about three things, projects going, too, so that's
You're probably going to try to do them all at the same time.
Oh, I know, with that Gemini moon, too, so I'm driving myself nuts
But you're going to be able to handle it, though. It's going to be okay.
Okay.
You know, some people can handle that and some people can't, and you're going to be able to handle it.
They're all exciting things. I mean, I'm really excited about everything that's going on. He was just kind of, you know, the thing that came in that was different, but I'm really getting a pull. You know, I would like to see him more. I definitely like this guy, for sure.
Well, he wants to marry you.
He said that. He said that. I mean, you know, I'm so used to players and being one myself used to be, so I just go, yeah, yeah, but you mean
well,
he really meant it?
How could he resist you? You're his Venus card, you're his Mars card. He's moon to you.
I know.
We
really get along really well.
He's crazy about you. You guys are cut from the same cloth, you know?
I know. I'm pretty crazy about him. I didn't think it happened. I do. I swear you're going to get an invitation if we get married because I would have never been open to him if I hadn't have called in that first time. I would have, you know, had lockdown. I wouldn't have touched him. So.
Well, I hope I accumulate some good karma for that one.
You do. I'm telling you. Nobody else knows, but you know. Well, people that are listening, but you. I can never thank you enough for that one.
It was fun, actually. It was a trip getting you. I could just see your face turning red, you know.
Oh, my God. You have no idea. You caught me so. And I tend, especially since I was on the radio, if we were just talking normal, but I was like, oh, my God. I didn't know what to do with But you nailed it, so.
Yeah, I love nailing it like that. I don't get the opportunity to do that often enough, you know, so it was a pleasure.
You know, in doing it that way, that's the only way that shook me up enough to make me really get in there and look at what I've been doing, you know, so it really worked.
Well,
but how did your look? He has had, I know he had those nines in his last, you know, he's just at the end of that year, and I kept telling him he had some letting go, you know, of old ways and things. This next year, I told him when his birthday came it was going to get better, and he said he hoped I was right. Is his year going to be better next year?
Yeah, it's a much better year all around. The only thing that concerns me is his Saturn period.
Is his what?
His Saturn period has got some difficult cards.
Oh, in this coming year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything else in the year looks great.
Okay.
But, you know, he should, being a Virgo, they have health issues.
Yeah.
And they should always be mindful of, you know, taking good care of themselves.
Right.
And having an Ace of Spades and Nine of Diamonds in Saturn is a pretty tough combo.
Oh.
The only good thing about it is that displacing, underlying the Ace of Spades is an Eight of Hearts. So there is, like, protection there.
Okay.
Something is going to happen that's going to shake him up a little bit.
Oh.
But look at his long-range card. It's great, Eight of Clubs, and he's going to be really focused. He's going to be starting.
Yeah, that's what he said he's doing, because he's, like, kind of at the bottom again for the third time in his life.
Yeah.
And he said he really got to focus. He had a couple hurricanes, and,
yeah, he's
going to
be fine. He's going to start a new kind of work.
Good. That's what I told him. I mean, I'm intuitive anyway. Without even knowing anything, I just felt he was going to start a new kind of work. He wants to be a politician, but he doesn't know how to get into it.
Well, you know, tell him to just not make any decisions until after his birthday. Of course, that's only a few days, so.
Right.
No big deal. So.
Okay.
But, you know, this is a good time to dream about what he might do, but not to actually make any plans.
Okay. When is that Saturn period again for everybody? What time period
is
that?
Everyone's Saturn period is a different time of the year.
It is. Okay.
His is April 15th to June 6th every year.
And I'm sorry, you broke up. April 15th, what?
To June 6th.
Ooh, that's kind of...
You have that. It's in the book.
Okay. I didn't realize it was different for every year. I'm still new.
No, it's the same every year for each birthday. His Saturn period will be the same time every year, just as yours will be, but yours is different than his.
Okay.
You know, yours starts on March 24th.
Okay.
His starts on April 15th.
Yeah, I haven't gotten that far. I was the love card book girl, and I just
got
the destiny card. So I'm kind of new at the depth. I don't know it that well. I know long range, and I'm not that far in yet.
Okay, no problem, no problem. I'm glad to answer your question.
Okay.
All right, Deborah, I'm going to let you go now. Thank you so much for calling.
And thank you so much.
All right, and keep in touch and let us know how things develop.
Okay,
great.
Yeah, Robert.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take a short break now, and Seth, if you could play the song Krishna. And then when we come back, we have Melody waiting on line 4 and Deborah waiting on line 2. And line 3 is open, folks, if you want to call in. I know I will have time for at least one more caller after these two. So we'll be right back after this song Krishna from my CD Bhakti Rock.
Hare Krishna
Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp. That was the song Krishna off my new CD called Bhakti Rock. If you're interested in ordering a copy of that, you can do so on my website. Go to seventhunders.com. There's actually, I think there's 13 songs. It's a lot of songs on that CD. I actually love it. Of course, I wrote it, so what can I say? We're waiting for Melody. Is Melody here on line four? She's been waiting patiently from Chicago.
Yes.
Hi, Melody.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. How are you tonight?
Good.
And you're born November 6th, 1955.
Yes.
Same exact day as Maria Shriver.
Oh, wow. That's very good.
And you have the same birthday as Sally Field, Ethan Hawke. Let's see, who else? Lori Singer. And Thandie Newton. Do you know Thandie Newton? She's an actress.
No.
She's a hot thing.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Scorpios usually are. So what's on your mind tonight?
I have a whole lot going on for the next month and wanted to see if you have any insight.
Okay, let me throw it at me.
Okay, I have some personal issues, career changes.
Uh-huh. Now, are you changing career now that's been something going on for a long time, or?
Yes.
Okay.
It'll actually be in the same field, just different boss. A better opportunity.
A different boss, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you know, the cards indicate that you should have changed even earlier, maybe. This year,
yes.
Like you've really kind of dragged your feet a little bit here.
Yep.
It would have been better to have kind of changed or moved on in like April or May, actually, if you could.
Absolutely, yep.
Okay, but yeah, you can go ahead. I mean, there's nothing here to indicate any problems between now and your birthday.
Awesome.
At all. So, regardless of what the topic is. So, how's the love life going?
Well...
Is there a love life?
A little chaotic.
How many guys do you have in your life right now?
One for 31 years.
Oh, really? Wow, amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. And are you guys doing well together?
I think there's some problems.
Well, there's nothing here to indicate you're going to do anything about that anytime soon.
Yeah, I'm actually getting ready to go through some pretty serious surgery on Friday.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so I wanted to see how that's going to go.
Is this something else that's been overdue?
As what, for surgery or?
Yeah, the surgery.
You know, I just found out about it. I had no idea. It was like an underlying problem and...
Ah, okay.
Doctors were missing it and... So, yeah, I think it's been long overdue.
Well, to me, it looks like you're going to be fine. I mean, I see protection there for the surgery.
Yeah, and I feel like the surgeon is going to find more than what she's actually looking for.
Yeah. Well, there's a special card in the deck that shows up frequently when people have serious operations. And whenever it shows up, it always means it's going to be okay.
Oh, good.
And you have that card for the Friday the 15th.
Awesome.
And that card is the King of Spades. It's the most powerful card in the deck. Okay.
Awesome. I like that.
Yeah, so I think your timing is good.
Awesome. And the new job, you think that'll be really successful?
Well, I'm just looking as far as between now and your birthday.
Uh-huh.
Things look really good. Okay. When we move into next year, it's a whole different set of things come into play next year. You know? Everything changes around our birthday.
Yeah.
And your influences will be different. I'm not exactly sure... There are some things here, and it could be your job. It could be more changes in your job. I'm not certain yet, actually. It's hard to say.
Yeah, actually, he has, like, a lot planned for me.
Okay,
so it could be one thing I want to, or does it look like it would be with a different company?
Well, here's something I want to tell you. Because next year you're going to be 52.
Yes.
Well, 52 in this system that year is extremely important. It's the most important year of the entire lifetime.
Wow.
So a lot of people die at age 52. Did you know that?
No.
A lot of people decide, hey, I don't really need to be here anymore. I'm out of here.
Wow.
So, and those people are the ones that really, they're not really living the life they really wanted to live, see. The people that do check out are people that, you know, I mean, it's a combination of things. Because really, no one really has to live past age 52 if they don't want to. It's kind of like you've lived a pretty good life at that point. I mean, in a manner of speaking.
Wow.
So age 52, from that point forward, we have to decide what our life's really about. And what are we doing here? And how good is our life going to be? Is it going to be struggle? Is it going to be a big compromise? Is it going to be never quite enough of what I want? Or is it going to be fantastic? Okay?
Right.
So this is like a very, for you in particular, it's an extremely spiritual year. I'm talking about spiritual in the sense that you're going to have to go within and really ask yourself some real important questions.
Right, I think I've done that already this year.
And are you really doing the kind of work that you really want to do? That's the
finally, question. Yes.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Then if you're sure, there's not going to be any problems. Okay. As a matter of fact,
I actually love what I'm doing.
As a matter of fact, the 52 year is actually considered a blessed year. It's not like people dying is a bad thing in that year because they want it, you know. 52 is a Jupiter year, so you always get wishes fulfilled that year.
Wow.
So it's going to be, it's going to be the most interesting year of your life. I think that it's going to go really well.
Awesome. Yeah, I feel like I'm just actually starting to really live. I raised 3 children and, you know, done with that. And I have had great careers doing multitude of different things and... Now I'm really doing what I really love to do, as well as helping people quite a bit. So.
Well, you know, Ace of Diamonds, you're an Ace of Diamonds, by the way. That's your card.
Mm-hmm.
Your card is the Ace of Diamonds. Your birth card in the system that I use. Everybody's a card. And Ace of Diamonds are always very compassionate and always wanting to do something to help other people. Comes with the territory.
Yeah, I enjoy that.
Yeah, yeah. So
I get more a kick out of helping people than actually receiving. So
yeah, that's okay if that's what really, you know, floats your boat.
Yeah,
it's good to be able to do both. It's good to be able to receive and give. And you're not a Scorpio for no reason. Okay.
Right.
Scorpio is a taker sign, not a giver.
Really?
Yeah, so snap out of it.
Snap out of it. I got to learn to take a little.
You
got
to learn to receive, too.
Yeah.
I think that's
my lesson those last
couple of
weeks.
I bet you.
Get help.
Now, see,
I'm not one to really even ask for help.
Well, the age 52 year is about, the whole theme of it is how much can you receive, okay? How good can you let your life be? And it doesn't come through your efforts. It comes through letting it come in.
Wow. Now, how will the finances be in 52, or for age 52?
As good as you'll let them be.
Wow.
It's like that. It's very simple.
Then they should be pretty darn good.
you don't normally live in this consciousness, but I'm just suggesting that there's a world that you can live in where everything you want you can have, no limitations.
Yeah.
And you don't have to struggle for it, and you don't have to deserve it.
Well, that's awesome.
So just think about that a little bit.
Yeah.
You got,
and actually I have. I just read the book, The Secret.
Yeah, great.
Oh, yeah, I loved it.
That's perfect.
It's almost like I knew half of this stuff without even reading it before. It was kind of strange.
There's knowing it, and then there's practicing it.
Right.
Knowing it means nothing unless we can practice it and have it be real in our lives.
Yep.
So this is
going to
be the year for you. This is the year for you, Melody.
Awesome.
When you can manifest everything. So I would suggest you go for it full tilt.
Sounds great to me.
All right. Well, thanks for being a guest tonight. I appreciate talking to you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You have a great week.
Just want to thank you, and I'm glad to hear about the surgery stuff. That sounds wonderful.
You're going to be fine.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, 52, it keeps coming up, you know, because I've talked about it and on the show, and I've had lots of people call in who are either just went through it or going through it, and I went through it a couple of years ago. And my sister, my closest of four sisters, is going through it this year, and she had a life-threatening operation as well that she did not know. She did not know she had a heart condition, and she had to completely change her entire lifestyle. She gave up smoking. She gave up casual drinking. She started exercising. She started eating good foods. And, you know, she's had a dramatic transformation because she decided to live. But other people decide to just take off at that age. It happens. So it's very interesting. And our next guest, Deborah, on line two, is also coming up to her 52 years soon. Can I talk to Deborah?
Hi. Hi, Robert.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
So what's on your mind this evening?
Okay. Well, you started the program out. Oops, lost my card. You started out the program talking about the ace of spades. And I just came out of a period, out of my Mercury period, with the ace of spades. I thought, where am I at?
Now, Deborah, let me first clarify something. Are you born on July 11th or July 12th?
Well, I am born on July 11th, but I'm born at 11:53 p.m. at night.
Okay.
And I have friends that had been in the Destiny cards for years, and I never grokked to the system, so I read the Three of Diamonds and the Five of Clubs. And it just had to be pegged.
I see. Okay.
And
so you're actually born on the 12th. But probably where you were born, they were... Let's see. Where were you born?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Well, I tell you, I still think you're born on the 11th.
Well, that's the interesting thing I just discovered is that... funny.
Because, you know, there's a really good chance, I'll have to check on this, but there's a very good chance that it was daylight savings time when you were born.
I was born in a military hospital, and so they didn't really say daylight savings time on the time period.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we don't know.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Well, but what
the military observed daylight savings time.
Yeah, it was just kind of it didn't say that on my birth certificate. But when I go through the cards and everything, it really does fall to Three of Diamonds and Five of Clubs. It really, you know, that's me.
I see.
But that's what I was getting at. I just made this discovery. When I look at patterns in families, in my family I would call a vibrational family. We all have the same numbers over and over and over for generations.
Uh-huh.
We marry into the same numbers, you know.
Yeah.
And I noticed that a pattern with one of my nieces was changing to fours. And I was going, well, that's really odd. There's no other fours. And then she was having a son that was fours. And I was thinking that was really odd. And I was going, well, where did the four come from? How did this shift out? And, of course, I was in my Mercury period with a Jack of Diamonds and Ace of Spades there. And I realized that was me, was the four.
Huh.
And it just really kind of startled me to think, well, I would maybe carrying all four cards.
Well, you know, you got yourself into a little bit of a quandary here. I think you created this on purpose, on some level.
But this is
Like you want to be really, you don't really want to be one card or the other. You want to have the freedom to sort of change.
That would be a three.
That would be a five of clubs thing too.
Yes, totally. Well, the three too. You can't decide.
Exactly. Can I just be both cards and be happy with that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'd have to look, you know, but there's a really good chance that it would be like savings time. And if it was, you would actually subtract an hour from your from the observed time of birth, which would make it like 10-something. And Philadelphia is very close to the standard meridian of the eastern standard of the eastern time zone. It's very close to the center of the of that time zone, so there wouldn't be a variation per se of very significance. But you know, if you call me sometime, I can take a look and just confirm that, those things, and we can see.
Yeah, you know. Well, it's, but interesting, I feel like it's been validated through the pattern of the family.
Yeah.
Of being of threes and fives and sevens.
Yeah.
Over and over again to this 1-4. But, so if I would it be possible that you could be on four cards? Would that be kind of like a joker type of thing?
I don't think it can be possible, no. See, I'm like the, I have a very fixed mental disposition. I won't allow for those kind of things to happen.
Now, and here you are telling somebody they can have anything they want in their life.
Yeah, but you can't change, you got to have one birthday, okay? You're not a joker. I'm sorry, you're not even close to being a joker. You're actually 6 months away from being a joker, so maybe though you want to be a joker so badly, can't have that. Please, I won't give it to you. You can give it to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you can say, well, screw Robert, I'm going to be a joker.
Well, we'll just transform into that.
Exactly.
But as for the years that I'm following along, you know, the cards have been right on for me on the 12th.
Well, maybe, you know, maybe it is a 12th. I mean, I'm not saying that it isn't. I'm just doubtful because I happen to know that Philadelphia, like not the entire country didn't observe daylight savings time really until like 1966. But the major capitals like Philadelphia and other places usually did, you know, before that. And maybe in the military hospital they did, perhaps. I mean, it's possible.
Is it usually on your birth certificate? Do they say daylight savings time or not?
No, they usually don't. They don't say it. Because they're just telling you what the local time was. They just look up at the clock and go, what time is it?
Okay.
So generally speaking, they won't mention it. I think every once in a while they will be mentioned because some doctors are more anal than others. You know, they'll put the whole thing on there. But I wouldn't expect it to be on there. Mine doesn't say that. And I was born in July like you, right? But where I was, it wasn't observed, you know. And I wouldn't have known that if I hadn't looked it up in this special book that I have. You have to look it up and see, you know, was it observed here or not on that year, and so forth and so on.
Oh, so it's 1966 that it went in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And even then, even after that, though, some states refrained, you know, like Arizona still doesn't use it, and Hawaii doesn't use it. So, like, there are still some exceptions to it, but basically most of the country adopted it around 1966.
And is there any place on the Internet if you needed to find that information out that you could get that?
Well, if you go to astro.com, it's an astrological website.
Yeah, I know that.
You can punch in your birth information there, and it'll bring up whether it was daylight savings or not.
Okay. Oh, that's very interesting.
And if it does say daylight savings, you were born an hour earlier than you think you were.
Okay.
Now, let me just, I can actually take a look real quick here. Hold on 1 second while I plug you into my astrological program, which has basically the same information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I plugged myself in two places online. I started looking on the 11th.
Pennsylvania. And do you know the name of the hospital?
Oh, it's the Naval.
Is it like the Philadelphia?
Philadelphia Naval Hospital, maybe? Yeah.
I don't have that listed, but let's just see what it says here. Yeah, according to my program, which has all the time zones for all the cities, in Philadelphia in July 56, daylight savings time was observed. It was observed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now the only way you could be on the 12th is if the Navy base or whatever where you were was not observing it or didn't record it that way. Which is possible because, you know, you do sound like a 3 and a 5.
Yeah. Trust me, I do.
You know, you're just too fun to be a double 4.
Exactly.
4s are boring, you know.
Oh, yeah, and there's never been anything kind of stable in my life, but it is in a weird way.
Uh-huh.
Stability is what, for me, is jumping from log to log as it's going down the river.
Yeah. Sounds like that game Frogger. Remember Frogger?
Oh, Frogger, yeah.
Jumping from log to log.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, let's just assume you are born the 12th then.
Okay.
And so where are you moving to?
It's not that I'm really moving. I want to buy a little piece of land to put my art studio on. A little strip of somebody's backyard.
Uh-huh.
Is basically... And then I just started a business last year of a vacation house, so I have a lot of people coming through.
Okay.
From all over the world, you know, travelers coming through. So that's what I was thinking the move would be about. But what kind of concerns me is the Jack of Spades in long range, because Jack of Spades has always been kind of a tricky card for me.
Well, that card is best interpreted, especially for people who are more spiritually oriented.
Mm-hmm.
As like upgrading your physical lifestyle to a higher level.
Okay.
Like giving up some things you're doing that aren't so good for yourself.
Right.
And doing more things that are better for yourself.
Right.
Like I did a whole talk on this show about health.
Uh-huh.
And I talked about the 5 Tibetan rites. Have you heard about them?
Yes. Yes.
You do those?
I've done them before.
Well,
I don't do anything routine. Come on.
It would be like doing that kind of thing.
Yeah. Sometimes.
It would be like upgrading your lifestyle to something higher.
I really want to become an artist. Like, you know, I'm kind of a frustrated artist inside me. I mean, I do a lot of art and I do incredible creative things.
Well, that could be that too, because that is an artist card. So that's also a potential.
Yeah, especially with the 3 of Clubs and Pluto. I've written a book, Vibrational Healing.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought that I'd probably be, you know, dictating as I did art. You know, on something like that, I'd probably be doing some writing.
Well, yeah. The way that I like to work with the system is best is to first chart my own course.
Uh-huh.
You know. And you'll have to decide.
I think I like all of them.
You have to make a choice. Yeah, you can like them all, but you can really only, you know, do so many things at one time.
Yeah.
And have any progress.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's a guy, and he wants to dig a well in his front yard because he wants to have water, you know, in case his house burns down or in case he needs extra water, right? So he starts digging a hole, and he gets about halfway down, and he says, you know, this hole is so boring. I think I'd rather have the hole over there. And he goes over and starts digging that hole, and he gets about halfway down, and he goes, you know, this hole is getting boring, too. It's much better over there.
Yes, there's been parts of my life that have been like that, but I've learned to overcome that.
Well, okay, so what are you going to do then? Are you going to write a book or not?
Oh, I probably will. Actually, I have several books kind of going on in my head. I just haven't put it down on paper yet.
Well, do you want to see one book get done?
Yeah, and I've already been published.
Okay, great.
So that's not the hard part of it. I'd really like to get my art out there.
Well, it sounds to me like you still have a lot of options.
Uh-huh.
And you haven't really settled in on what the ones you really want to do are yet.
Yeah, I really like doing a variety of things so I don't get bored.
Well, you know, like, I'm that way, too. I have to have some variety. But all the things I do contribute to a common goal.
Right.
And that's the key, you know. And I complete things, too. I don't just, you know.
Oh, I'm very much, I have to complete things. That's a Virgo moon thing. I have to do that.
Yeah, well, good.
No, yeah. It might take a while, but they do get completed.
Well, I don't see any problem, but with an environment of a seven of spades,
uh-huh.
I would suggest that you take a risk.
Take a risk?
A risk.
A risk, uh-huh. Why? Well, that's an interesting thought. Why take a risk with that?
Because it's the card of faith. It comes up for people who are trying to do a work that they're not sure it will be successful, but they really want to do it. They think it's the right thing to do, but
uh-huh.
their success is not assured.
Well, that would be my art then.
Okay.
Is everything else it always exists.
So there you have it. You've just answered your own question.
Really? And actually, I live with a seven of spades.
Well, that seven of spades is going to be a good influence for you this year.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
So thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Deborah, and I appreciate having you. And keep in touch. Let us know how things go.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right. Take
care. Bye-bye.
Okay, we have one last caller on line 4, Maria, calling from Hawaii. Are you there, Maria? Hello? Hello, is anybody there? Oh, okay. I guess she dropped off the line there. Well, in that case, we're going to end our show tonight, folks. I hope you enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun. I'd like to play the Seth, if you can, to end the show tonight, the Om Namah Shivaya song off the CD. Thank you guys for showing up tonight, for being here with me on the show. Thanks for everybody who called in. And please call in next week and bring your questions. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night.
fading, I'll be good enough someday. So I packed up my whole life and I had myself a good cry and I set out on my way. I said I should have known it was not about me. I've been trying to forget. Why am I always the last one to see? It hasn't even hit me yet. Pretty little lies, pretty little dirt, pretty big surprise. Said it wouldn't hurt. Pretty little lies, pretty little dirt, pretty big surprise. Said it wouldn't hurt. It's been 3,000 hours since I saw you last. And I've been watching the clock. And so damn much has happened since that time has passed. And I miss our little talks and our late morning coffee and our moonlit walks, holding hands down by the water. Remember that part? We were only 19, wild and wide-eyed and laughing. The year you broke my heart, you're pretty little lie. Said it wouldn't hurt. I'm a pretty little girl. I'm a pretty little dirt.
beckons you from mirrored pools as the moonlight shines like jewels upon her face. Her hips begin to move and swell, hold you with their ancient spell, till all you wish to do is live forever in her grace.
Hi, this is Derek Rydell, author of the new book, There's No Business Like Soul Business, and founder of EnlightenedEntertainer.com, and you are listening to BBFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFF
It's always
Please don't try and stop me. Why don't we take our boats down to the harbor? Yeah, push each other off the shore, see, 'cause it's a long night and I'll be all.
Seven. This is Wesley Snipes. And when I'm divinely inspired and spiritually motivated, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell in the Health and Sciences Show on BBSRadio.com. Tune in or be tuned out.
It's clear to me that you're everything that I don't need to be in my life. And this time I see that you're hurting me, but I refuse to see that I'm right. Yeah. And time keeps moving. Say the same.
better than anything I would find. But I just have to laugh.
I did it, I said it, I cried it, I bled it, standing right here. Empty faces and lost in thought now. The present beauty and lie and save at home. Angel boy, standing at your mother's graveside, with nothing I can do to ease your pain. Deafening silence, with nothing left to do or say now, yeah, somehow you derive some comfort from the pouring. Face the day now. Sooner that you start, the sooner you learn what lies in store. Yeah.
This is Dr. Richard Boylan. You're listening to BBS Radio.
Yeah. bbsradio.com.
Blending the practical and the mystical, The Emmy Louie Show, with host and one of the feng shui architecture's leading experts, Emmy Louie is an honest, fun, and entertaining look at exciting fields of feng shui, architecture, and even politics. Each week, Emmy and her expert guests, including the biggest names and trendsetters in these industries and cutting-edge experts in green and sustainable practices, offer advice on how to make the best of your home or office, your environment, and your mind, body, and spirit. Tune in to The Emmy Louie Show and get that spark that'll change your life. The Emmy Louie Show. Understand your physical space and activate your energy.
Hi, Peggy Lee Quayler here. Thanks for listening to Songs from My Stories Untold album. Copies of the album are available from cdbaby.com/CD/Peggy Lee with an A. And thanks for listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com, the number one internet radio network on the planet.
BBSRadio.com, medium that transcends the third dimension. BBSRadio.com embraces the fourth dimension, promotes natural alternative health, spreads joy. BBSRadio.com, free energy, spirituality, honesty, and truth. BBSRadio.com. Increase the vibration of the people and the planet. BBSRadio.com.
Seventeen, I lost my dream. Packed my bags with little things. Two more days, I'm off the plane. The whole world's gone insane. They gave me orders, take this gun. You'll have to shoot this till the day you're done. Fear takes over me, now I'm facing my mortality. Yeah, yeah. Best I can. Poverty, freedom, here is me. The things I see, God the Lord is giving. Now Jesus walked on this same grass. I'd have to gun him down. Somewhere I lost my soul. They call me hero, so they say. Even though they buried me today, now I'm just another casualty. Best I can.
Please, you gotta understand. Stop the war of poverty.
Poverty.
Only freedom
here is me.
Things I see.
God, the war's killing me.
I gotta let you know.
I'll never be the same after seeing someone giving their life. Yeah. Something's gotta change before we all die, never knowing if this is right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
2,000 soldiers killed in the war, yet no end is in sight. Many say the pretense before WMD was simply a ruse by government officials. How many soldiers must die is the question many parents of these brave young men are beginning to ask.
Doing the same, best I can.
Daddy's missing me too.
Poverty, freedom, here is me.
I'm just a soldier in the sand, trying to do the best I can. Gotta protect the promised land. Please, you gotta understand. The only freedom here is me. Can't believe. killing me.
This is Brentwood from Legion of Love. Just letting you know you can now hear some of our new released and unreleased tracks on our website, legionoflove.com. You can also purchase our EPs, Gray Matter Tunes and Matters of the Heart, as well as all of our singles, including Shine a Light and Love is the Answer, at most major download sites. And of course, you can hear them on BBS Radio, the number one internet radio network in the world. Peace and love.
Different planes at different times. I walk this earth, my head in the sky. I never know where or when or why. Is it just a coincidence, or some passing of time, or is there a mystery in the divine? Friends are having children, my grandma's preparing to die, and never getting a call for a long ride home. In emptiness I cry. Oh, not did my eyes dissolve in the blackness of the night, while the moonlight carries me, reflecting on different planes, those different times were up, different planes of different times were up, different planes of different different planes of different times. We're on different planes of different times. Different planes of different times. Houses left, childhood dreams abandoned, a father I hardly knew. I've had a friends who've come and gone, the nakedness of truth. But strangely enough, I cherish the blackness of the night, 'cause I know I'm walking closer to God with every painful goodbye. We are on different planes of different times. We're on different planes of different times. We're on different planes of different times. Yes, we are on different planes of different times. We're on different planes of different times. We're on different planes. Different time. Different place. Different time. Different place. Different time. Different place. Of different time. Oh, we are on different planes of different time. Different planes of different times. We're on different planes.
Good evening, and welcome to Bloggin Broadcasting Service. This is Nevin Campanella, introducing you to a new dimension in radio talk show. BBS is the frontline reporting service of the extraordinary and sometimes cataclysmic events which affect our lives. Listen and become aware of the knowledge that has been hidden from your view.
Your day and what you feeling. amazing thing he's ever seen. He swears she jumped straight up out his dream. Little man don't know she ain't what she seen. He checks to make sure no one's around.
I'm Sylvie Avery. Join Mick and I on the Spirits Work Show for the most unique and fascinating hour of communication with the spirit world you're ever likely to hear. Every Monday at 7 p.m. PST, on Thursday at 1 p.m. PST. Visit our website at www.spirit-teaching.com to find out more about us. Buy our books online from our site. See our ever-growing list of audio CDs on subjects from this show. Have an Akashic reading from your book of life. Uncover truth and knowledge to empower you through your life. Direct from the spirit world, spirit guide Gregory Hay offers a personal reading by email. Just visit us at www.spirit-teaching.com or you can find us on bbsradio.com.
Everybody out there, this is Xenia Seberg. And who are you? Because I'm there no matter where you are. Because this is Dr. Fred Bell's show on BBS Radio.
Health, Science, and Energy show on BBSRadio.com.
We'll make you sound better than you sound right now.
Well, that's a good thing. For me, it's like midnight here. I'm going to bed, which doesn't matter to you guys. Aren't you ready? Stay tuned.